Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on this adventure.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Hot Couple Chronicles. So secret.
We're in the midst of it still. Yeah. It's still very secret-y for us.
It is.
We're at secrets. You can tell we're in a different bed. Those of you watching, you can see the room. We added this pineapple flag, but the wall's just black otherwise. And then they had the sparkly or the blinky lights.
Yeah.
We added all that stuff. And then you can see some chains. That's pretty much what this room has.
The BDSM room.
Supposed to be a BDSM room. Supposed to be.
It's got some hard
some
points.
Chains, a lot of hard points. A lot of metal. And it's dark.
Yeah.
Really dark in here. It's not my favorite room. I probably wouldn't do this one again, but I do like trying out different. Every time
we know now. Like, we just stuff. Know.
Yeah. It wasn't horrible.
It would have been
the worst.
The cage is in a cage.
We thought it was going to be way more BDSM.
Yeah.
It's the cage that they advertised and showed the pictures of. It's a bunk bed. It's without a top mattress.
Yes.
And it's a futon on the bottom that pulls out. And it was out the front. Well, as soon as we got here, it was taking up the whole room. And then the swing is right in the middle of the room. So it wasn't the best room for hosting a room in, but it's not the worst room either. Oh, yeah. No. We didn't have a fridge either.
Yeah, the fridge. It's cool, not cold.
The fridge was kind of annoying, but
it was more like a wine chiller.
We had hot water the whole time.
We did. Some people lost hot water.
Yeah, a lot of people had no hot water, so I was grateful for that. It's secrets.
It's secrets.
Know? Like, as long as you know.
It's an old Ramada.
Yeah, it's a remodeled Ramada. And like, as long as you know that going in, you're okay.
And
it's
the pool, vibe. Their pool is pretty amazing, though.
The pool is amazing, too. Yeah, the outside part. But I mean, how often are you in the room? Very much. Not very much. Like, you're never here anyway. So it's not that serious.
Yeah.
Like, we're in the pool out there and wandering in the hallways all day long. So the room's just a tiny little.
All day, all night.
Yeah.
All
morning, all day. All everything. We're wanderers. And it's been fun. So that's what this episode is about. We're going to kind of break down secrets. For those of you that kind of want like a sneak peek behind the scenes, and we're still here, so we're still in.
Yeah.
It's very fresh and new, and we haven't talked about a lot of it, so we wanted to do that with you guys. Yeah, I don't even know where to start. I guess we got here
Thursday.
We drove down.
Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
Checked in.
And we got here at right at 4 o'clock. It was on the dot because I knew it was check-in time.
Yeah.
So I was worried because used to be when you check in, there'd be 45 people in the lobby.
Yeah.
But they now have all the paperwork done already beforehand. So all you got to do is pay, really.
Yeah.
And sign.
We did it all and then emailed it. Yep. And yeah. So they had all that stuff.
That's really helped that a ton.
Yeah, streamlined the whole process. Well, because you get everybody coming in to check
in.
Same
time, yeah.
At the same time. And everybody has to fill out the.
It's like the memberships, too.
Yeah, the membership waiver.
Yeah,
all the club swingster.
Yeah. Yeah. Disclosure stuff.
Yeah.
And then we immediately knew that if we didn't unpack and start getting stuff set up, that we would never do it. Because the first day is always...
We get distracted.
Yeah, it's easy to get distracted. Because you start finding your friends and you're trying to look for your people and... Everybody's coming out and finding you, and everyone's getting there and settled. So it's craziness. We know we've been here enough.
Yeah.
We've done this enough that we know.
And we have a lot of stuff. So
a lot of shit. And we were hosting Room Crawl.
Yeah.
So it's always extra when we do that. More than normally we can do it with a tote. Like, we don't need
Yeah, like if it's just like a normal like night or just like a hotel.
Extra tote.
But when we come to Seacoast, we bring
everything we own.
Like, I mean, we each have a suitcase with just clothes.
Yeah.
And then, like, big suitcases.
You never know. And I thought for sure that this weekend, well, the weather looked horrible. Like, it was like 70% chance of rain every day.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I know me. If it's wet and rainy, I'm frozen.
Yeah.
So I was like, sweatpants. So I, like, most of my suitcase is sweatshirts and sweatpants.
Yeah.
And normally it would just be bathing suits and lingerie. It wouldn't be much stuff. But this time I brought every season, anything. Because you don't know, it's October. Yeah. So, like, and there's hurricanes and all this stuff. Like, the weather's weird. So,
yeah.
Well, it turned out I completely cleared all of that away because we didn't get like any rain whatsoever until today. And I'll take a Sunday rain.
Yeah.
If it has to rain any of the days, this is it.
Sunday's recuperation day anyways.
Yeah.
Today's but yeah, day. Well, we have our suitcase with all that stuff. And then we have the totes
the boxes
and the...
I was still putting together room crawl stuff on the drive here.
Yeah.
And I had been working on that shit for weeks, like months. Yeah, Secrets is like a big, they pull out all the stuff.
It's an event.
Yeah,
it's really an event.
Yeah, it's like 4 or 5 days of eventing, and it's exhausting because it's also Florida and you're also swimming and you're walking a lot, dancing, doing all the fucking, doing all the things that you need to use your body for. So every one of us are like just creeping along today. It's been fun. But anyway, yeah, Thursday. Thursday, we got checked in, and then we knew most of our, as much as we could. I knew Friday I had to set a time slot where I could work on room crawl stuff. Because, like I said, if you don't get it done right away, you're probably, you get distracted.
Well, Friday, we were busy.
So I had a whole schedule of stuff.
Because you had pictures with the girls,
starting at
TikToks
10 a.m.
and stuff like that.
So I had to get up at 8-ish and get like 7 and get ready, get dressed, full everything to go over there. So I was like, I knew better. I was not going to want to do it. So I did. I still did that on Friday. But Thursday, we did as much as the decorations and set everything up as much as we could for the room crawl. That way we just had to do the little things. We had to do all the little bullshit, but it was a lot of getting ready, getting set up, and then we went, you know, as soon as you're done unpacking, you start going and doing, you know, the rounds. You start going and seeing, because the games start and like the DJ's going and by the pool and like people are starting.
It was beautiful out,
so beautiful.
And we thought at this time, we still thought it was going to rain.
We did.
Friday and Saturday. So we're like, we need to soak this in as much as we can.
Yeah, I was like, it's our only nice day this weekend. Like, let's relax and do it. And now, plus all our stuff was unpacked. I felt better and you could actually relax because you were ready for the weekend. But, and then you go finding everyone and you go looking at the different rooms and people have them all set up, like different.
Yeah.
If you've never been to Secrets, it's in Kissimmee, Florida. And it's like we said, it's like an old
Ramada.
Yeah, but each room is a different theme and they're all like privately owned, so it's completely different vibes in each one.
Yeah,
like some are just like regular hotel rooms, some are motel rooms, and some are like out there. They've got all the stops, so it's really fun. You just go around and peek in everybody's room, and they all have big windows. They all have big wall windows so you can see in every room, and that's like fun. That's super fun. So yeah, we wandered, and then the bar.
Well, we went with the bingo.
Yeah, the bar was starting to hop because they were doing speed dating, and they were doing.
They did the speed dating and by the bar.
Yeah, they were doing
wild. We missed that because we were unpacking.
But we still could have done the nudes one. Remember, they were trying to recruit people, and they're like, "You want to do it?" And
they did the nude because they did a mild.
We got
like,
there right
speed
when they were doing
thing.
The wild one, and it was nude speed dating, and I was like, "No, that's not me. I can't. No, I'm here for it. Like you guys have fun with that, but especially the first like hour, we just got there. And I'm like,
got to ease into it a little bit.
People that were there for already a few days, they're like, "Yeah, just walking around naked. Nobody cares by then." But when you first get here, it takes a minute to like start getting into like
acclimate.
Yeah, and then by the time I'm like, I just was walking around in just underwear, like this tiny little thong.
Yeah,
like by the end, you're just whatever, who cares? Mm-hmm. You're naked, everybody. And that's kind of where some people were, so they were here for it. But we were all, like, fully dressed in regular clothes still. Like, we were just got there from Vanilla World. We're still acclimating to the Swingerland. And so we did. Oh, yeah, and then they were doing bingo. They had owners were there. They had host nights.
They do host nights. Yeah, so they picked or volunteered or whatever. I don't know how that exactly works. But one of the owners of one of the rooms hosted a bar bingo. Hosts,
and they would walk people around and give tours.
Yeah.
And, introduce them and stuff. So they were they started handing us like the bingo cards. And he's like, go play bingo. You know, this is how you do it and stuff. But we were jumping in at the end of a game. And I didn't hear that you couldn't pull the things off.
Yeah.
Because you punched out the numbers.
Yeah. There,
I didn't hear the rules.
The winner got a free drinks or whatever. Yeah, so, they handed us. And then we came in, right mid to the end.
Well, then I ended up getting bingo as soon as I sat down. And then I hadn't gotten the rule that you don't punch out the things. So I got in trouble for that, but.
Yeah, because they can't read it.
I didn't know.
That makes sense.
I wasn't thinking. It does, but I wasn't thinking at that time, and I was nervous and anxious. So I was popping them out just to pop them out. But yeah, I ended up winning, and then I won again the next round. Well, the first one I won, but me and another guy had a tie.
It was a tie.
They added up the corners.
And the highest number won.
And I was two off or something. It was 150 and 153 or something stupid. So he ended up getting it, but I did get a bingo. And then the next one I got a bingo.
Yeah.
And that was just me. And it was right away.
And one of the owner guy, one of the hosts,
luck.
He's like, I'm going to go get you a shot for one.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, they all felt bad because I didn't get a free drink. So they were you could still have a, juice shot. One of their, the ones that they pour in your mouth that have really no liquor in them. They're just juice. Just juice water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sugar water. I had one of those. So that was nice. And even the guy who won, he offered to buy me a drink. He's like, what do you want to drink? I'll buy you a drink. I was like, no, I can't. But it was cute. But yeah, we did that for a little while. Just hung out at the bar. They have a little tiki bar area there by the pool, and it was beautiful weather. And so
Thursday we mainly just socialized
socialized.
That courtyard, by the pool, bar, courtyard.
We walk in and everybody's getting into party mode, so everybody's pulling you in the room and everybody's talking and hanging out and starting to get excited. Everybody's I have arrived. They're ready to get crunk. Vibes. Everybody was super excited to see each other. There's a lot of people we hadn't seen in a long time. And so, we hung out and came back to our room. Ended up putting on a show.
For some people.
As we do. We had a little bit of a crowd out there, but we knew it was Thursday, so we went to bed pretty early. I mean, it was still 1 a.m., 2 a.m.
Yeah.
I had to get up at 7. But, I knew better. I knew I had to get out at 7 to be ready.
That was why.
For the next day. But we ended up just putting on a little show. People stood outside the window and
watched
like they do. And then we went to bed. We passed out. Yeah. And that was Thursday.
Looking to add some excitement to your social life? Meet 3Fun, the free app that connects open-minded singles and couples for fun adventures. With thousands of active users, 3Fun is our ticket to new friendships, flirty encounters, and unforgettable experiences.
The best part? It's completely free to use. No hidden fees or subscriptions. Ready to join the fun? Download 3Fun app now from the App Store or Google Play Store and start connecting with like-minded individuals in your area. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the link below and get started with 3Fun today.
Friday.
We're back on to Friday.
You had
to
get up early on Friday.
Yeah, Friday was a crazy, crazy day. I knew I had it back. It wasn't crazy, but I knew I had things that I had to remember, and I had to be responsible, and I had to keep track of time, and I had to, Secrets is all about no time. You just relax and do whatever, but Friday I knew wasn't going to be that day. I had things that I had to do, and I had to, look presentable, too, so.
Yeah.
I had to make sure that I was being responsible, making good choices, but I got up at 7, and I think went to get food or something.
I
had a few hours where I was by myself, I think.
When you went to the, oh, when you went to the do TikToks and pictures and stuff like that with the girls, I went and had to go get stuff for the room crawl.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. He had to go get cupcakes and little last minute stuff. And then, yeah, I had to get up. And then we had planned on a bunch of the girls in the Swinger Society doing like lingerie pictures. And we used to have every single event, every time. We would always be like, come to this room, all of you. This is where we do them. But we don't do that anymore. So,
so this is the first time you did it
for a really long time. Mm-hmm. People, they do it on their own, but I never, get invited to any of that or anything. So this was like the first time where I had a chance to really do it and stuff. So I was excited. I was here for it.
Yeah.
I love getting all the pictures whenever I can, because that's what I do. So anytime that I don't have to put as much of an effort into it, it makes it a whole lot easier when I get a whole bunch of hot girl pictures too. I always want all the pictures with all the hot girls. So yeah, we did those. We did TikToks too. I didn't know we were going to do that. We all showed up in lingerie, and then they were like, no one got the memo that if we were supposed to do normal clothes, bring lingerie.
Right.
Because they wanted to do a few TikToks while we were all together. And yeah, we did some TikToks. They were cute.
Yeah, because you ran off. I was getting ready to leave, and you came back. We're like, I
need regular clothes. We all showed up in lingerie. And we're like, because it was supposed to be a Halloween just lingerie thing.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah, you're going to do like spooky, sexy.
Like black or whatever stuff. So yeah, we did some TikToks real quick. It was supposed to be real quick because at 11, we had to do, they have a new program called the NIPS Ambassador Program. I think
it's
the Ambassador Program. But it's pretty much just us who have been here for a while and have been to Secrets quite a few times. It's all the newbies, like the new people coming for the first time to Secrets. So they will want you to like take them on a tour and show them all the things and answer any questions and then like introduce them to your friends and people you know and stuff, other people. And so we did that and we showed up to the, I got there right at, like I was running.
I was right behind you.
I was
pulling in as you, I saw you rounding the corner.
I came back and then you're in there still. I was like, it's almost 11. You're not going to make it. I texted him and I was like, it's 11, sucker.
I replied with a picture of the traffic.
It's that hot couple in GA is always just Ashley and GA. Sometimes I'm like, you will keep getting out of that kind of stuff. I was like, I'll do this by myself now. As I wanted to do it together, I thought it'd be fun. Plus, I was a little nervous about, always a little nervous about meeting somebody.
I was right there.
I know that, but at that point, I told them, they're like, are you waiting on Russ? And I was like, no, he's in traffic. He sent me a picture of traffic. So I was like, I think it's just me. And then he showed up.
Yeah, it was.
I was like, oh, he's not. He's I was not like
a couple minutes behind you.
But I was excited. I don't know. I wanted to spend the weekend with him because I haven't had the weekend with him in a really long time. So I wanted to do all the things together. And well, then we get there and we found our couple and they had been there already since
They've been here since Wednesday.
They've been in every room, everywhere. They knew all the whole place and then they knew most of everyone there. They knew already. They already met. So we did introduce them to a few people and a few of our friends that were around because everybody was starting to go to pool time. It was hot. The sun was sunning. Florida was Florida this weekend. It was so good because I was expecting this weather that we had today all weekend.
It was hot out there.
It was so hot. And everybody was like, we mingled for a little bit, stood there, and we were like, okay, it's time to like get a drink and a cold drink and go to the pool because it was really, really, really hot. And we
did that for about an hour or so.
Yeah, we hung out.
And then we're like, all right, let's go get swimsuits on.
Everybody was like, I think it's time to get less clothes on because we were all in real clothes. So we were like ready to not be. And then we knew we had pool time and we had a few hours of pool time and that's what I was like, till 3, we have to swim till 3. And then I at least have to get my life together. Cause I had, like I said, I'd have all that room crawl shit.
Yeah.
That I had to put, it was little tiny stuff I had to put together and room crawl was at 6, but I had to also get ready too, because I took a shower, been in the pool, everything. Yeah. So. And then you ran to you ran somewhere and were gone for a little while too, because I did a lot of it. I think to get food.
I think that was food.
Yeah, that's when
that one was food.
You got cheesesteaks and French dip. And you were out for a little bit.
Yeah, that's it. A little bit. I went down the street to the restaurant.
But down the street here is like our project, like driving.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, it's right across the road.
Yeah, so
it's not like that.
Well, like,
not that simple.
Where Secrets is, it's you can only turn one way because there's a giant median. And so you you always have to do a U-turn to go the opposite direction. Yeah. And everything's over there.
Just takes a lot more time.
And it's Orlando traffic.
There's traffic, yeah. There's always cars everywhere doing things. So I got to like chill for
the restaurant was only like 3 miles away.
Yeah, I know. You look at your phone and you're like, oh, that's right across the street.
It's
right
3 miles.
The street. Yeah. Yeah, he was gone for a little while, so that gave me a chance to get in the shower and start getting the room crawl. The little tiny stuff. I had him putting sticks on the rope. We had little cupcakes and we had little rope bondage girls that were black and silver, like rope. And then, but he had attached the stick for the toppers.
I did that.
On each of them.
A professional.
He did.
I might as well just call me the cake master.
So well. Here you are. And our baker now. Yeah, he did that. And he had the blow up balloons. I had these like ball and chain looking
spiky balls.
That was kind of dark. I don't know. Yeah. It went well with everything. And we like hung them around. And then we had like just little. I had to do, the gift bags. Yeah. Because our friend, Oregon couple, they made stickers for us this time. We were out and I love her stickers and she's so good at it and she loves doing it. So I had her do them this time. And I'd much rather have someone, close to and I know do them than like Zazzle. That's where we've been doing and Amazon and stuff. So we hadn't seen her and her machine wasn't working last time, like we said, coming to our house on the other episode about that. And so she was like, I'm bringing them to Secrets. So I had all those, but I had to add them to the bags that I made on the way here because we did like mints and cards and stickers. And everybody knows you just do little swag bags.
Yeah,
all
little,
the stickers.
Little goodie bags.
We all have stickers here. So I had to make all of those up. I made like 150 of those and then just little shit. Just setting up decorations.
Had to put Ferrero Rochers.
Oh, yeah. Ferrero Rochers. I had this great idea on Shein for like $1.24. I saw these sticks. At the top, they were like these little like
balls, like clear.
Yeah,
that the Ferrero Rocher. I can't ever say
Ferrero Rocher. Yeah, it fit right in there.
Yeah, they
and they're like gold and it's cute. And my idea, I got that was like super cheap. And then I had like filler and stuff. I had fancy like pearls and feathers and stuff to make it these big things. And then I was gonna do red stuff and. Amazon screwed me over.
But you basically made like little bouquets out of.
Yeah, I had little flower vases with rocks in them. And I had all the setup for these, like, but they're edible. It's like an edible flower. So yeah, I did that. We set that up. That was a pain in the asshole. And then got ready. And then, room crawl really. The original idea of room crawl was he was going to do, we were giving out like, what, 6? Or 8 bundles.
Yeah, we had 2 like starter bundles
like shears, big bags, and 3 bundles of rope.
Yeah, it was like total of 96 feet or something like that.
And those were like the grand prices. Like
those. And then we were going to give away a chest, like I was going to tie a chest harness.
And yeah,
they got to keep, what was it, 32 feet.
Feet of rope, and he could either have him tie you here at the like during the room crawl, like for 10 minutes, like a real quick, chest thing, or like a teach someone to do it, like do it for someone and show, kind of teach them, or they just have the rope bundle. But that was going to be like our game thing. And then with the hurricane, I had ordered this stuff like weeks ago, but Amazon just was like, no, and stopped delivering around us last week. So I get it. But also, it's like, oh, we had scratch offs. We had all these stuff. So we had to like on the fly come up with pulling a name out of a bucket type thing with winner on it. And nobody could.
No one could pull the winner.
No one could pull the winner.
Like we started like.
We did have the 2 big bundles, like the big bundles to give away. So we did do 2 giveaways, but we had a lot more. It's so annoying.
I don't know what
we kept writing, taking them out and writing on all of them.
Yeah, we were adding winners to it.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. We kept adding and taking out the
blank
ones.
When no one was winning it, I'm like, I need to take some of these blank ones out.
Yeah. They're obviously.
And so I started just taking blank ones out like 5, 10 at a time.
And we tried.
And no one would
pull a winner. Yeah.
Until Oregon couple.
Yeah. And then she was like, watch this. And she like closed her eyes and like, winner. She already knew. The heck. Every time. But yeah.
She did get that.
She did get it. She did it. But yeah, we had planned on doing those as like our big prizes and then just like rope tying people. And
yeah,
you know,
it didn't work out that way.
Yeah, that was the plan. But it's okay. We improvised and we still gave away stuff and we still had a good time. We always, room crawl is like our fave. We thrive at crawling. That's our, we love hosting. Yeah. We just love hosting parties.
Meeting
in general.
A lot of people at one time.
We love meeting people. We love parties.
It was different this time, I feel, because this is an outside room.
Yeah.
We've always been on the inside.
Yeah.
Like, and
it was away from the masses.
Usually it's just like
it's quiet, yeah.
Slam packed for the entire like hour and a half, and it's craziness.
This time it
came in waves.
Yeah, they'd all go away and they all come in. Yeah, they all go away and then they all come in. But we do. We're hosters. Like we love hosting in our house. Yeah. We love hosting. We like being extra, and it was cute. I had signs I made and like all the little tiny little extra stuff, like handmade little.
Everybody complimented everything. It. Like, everybody seemed to like it.
Yeah. Yeah, we tried. We really did try. And so we did that. That was fun. And then we were done. And then it was time for Rockstar night.
Yeah.
It was tardy time for that. We had to get our Rockstar. And I was excited about this night. Because any night that I have an excuse to wear, like, leather, pleather vibes, yeah. Like, collars. Like, it was a lot of, like, yeah. BDSM vibes.
I loved your outfit.
Yeah, it was... Like that was, I love that top. I was really surprised I liked that top. I didn't expect to like it, but I really do like it. It's good. It's good. I wore like a leather like tie in the middle open.
Yeah, it was like a lace
vesty looking shirt.
Like yeah, vest like crop top.
I don't do well with thing. Like open in the front stuff.
No, it was good. It was really good.
It was good. It was looked good. And it was my pigtails and I could do the whole BDSM, That's my vibe. So I was excited about that. And everybody else showed out. Like, so many people. I love watching.
There was a lot of wigs with 80s hair bands.
So much hair. Yeah, I love watching people, like, dress up and see what they come up with. And you never know.
Yeah,
people go all out.
You really can do whatever you want.
It's like Halloween. It's a good excuse.
You know what I'm not surprised I didn't see? I was expecting to see? Mm. It's like an Elton John.
Yeah. Yeah, like Davey.
Yeah, Davey did do that.
You went all on an Elton, yeah.
But I could see, like, you know, like, his sequin, like, baseball suit or something like that. Like,
yeah. Everybody just went with, like, leather. Most people went with just leather and, like, kind of, rocker.
Yeah.
Or, like, alternative vibes.
People
out the window. That's one risk. We opened the window.
Hi, guys.
We opened the window and didn't shut it. We have our friends. We make friends by keeping the window open. It's fun. It's a good time. Yeah, we had to get ready for that, and we got that, and then we started slowly making our way down there. That was a trip and a half. Just getting there takes quite an effort.
Like, every time. You're always running into people. You're always talking. Yeah. Like,
and then you're always thinking of stuff you left in your room or you want to leave in your room or a reason you have to go to the room, you have to go to the bathroom. Or
yeah, we are bad at that.
Yeah.
We are kind of the ones. I'm like, what the heck are we even doing?
Yeah, just keep going back to the room or back to someone else's room. Yeah, we did do that. And we slowly made our way down there. We did our
360.
We didn't bring our phones. We didn't bring any phones.
No, we didn't.
I was like, I should have brought phones. We did get some pictures, and I did. When he was gone, when I was dressed, I was able to take a few.
We took some in the room.
Yeah, we did them. That's what I'm saying. We did in the room, but then that's one thing, too, about secrets is I just leave the phone in the drawer and keep it there the whole time. Yeah. So I'm really like, But I didn't get anything that night, picture-wise. We left our...
We did the 360, worst. But then there was issues.
Yeah, they couldn't... Yeah, we tried to do 360 because we didn't need our phones, and that was my thought, but... Yeah, we didn't get
it. And they're having issues with them sending or something
We
never got
that. And we have Android, and we didn't get our pictures, but we tried. We tried. It was a good time, though, and we went and partied. We danced. I danced.
We danced.
You danced, too. We did dance. We did.
DJ Left the Spice killed it. I loved that set.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. He did so good.
I loved that set. Oh, gosh.
I love watching him evolve. I love... He's doing it.
Yeah. He's a complete... If you listen to his stuff even just a year ago, it's completely different.
Yeah. He's good. It's good. Yeah. I turned around and I was like, oh, I was so excited.
Yeah, he did some of those
bangers. There's some good stuff.
Remixes were dirty. It was good. Like, it was good. It was really good. Some of them gave me, like, even me gave like, ooh, I got juicies.
Yeah. Always. Yeah, we supported them for, danced and hung out in the club as long as we could until we couldn't anymore and got distracted.
We always get distracted.
Went to walking.
We always get distracted.
And we were still, like, a lot of people were still getting there, and it was still early, and we were all excited. So it was a lot more. Friday, it was a lot of, like, just wandering. We wandered quite a bit. We just mingled, hung out, got in and out of conversations.
Yeah.
Got pulled in and out of conversation, and we relaxed, really. We came back and put on a show.
Yeah. We had a friend this time.
Put on a show. We brought a female friend back, and we had fun. We put on another show. There was another crowd.
Yeah, there was another crowd.
There was a little other crowd. Yeah. Yeah, they know. They know where to go to watch shows. But we brought a female friend back that we're really close with. So it's fun. It's fun to do. And that lasted for quite a while.
Yeah.
We were back here for most of the night. We missed all the, everybody's like, orgies happening at one.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And then we were distracted.
We got distracted.
That's what happens. We do that a lot. We do like that a lot. But yeah, we missed that. So
yeah, we were walking back. We're like, orgy at one. We never got the location either.
That's true. That is true. That's true. We would have found
them. You're like, orgy at one.
If we knew where they're going.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's all we heard.
And then we never got the location. And also, we were distracted anyways.
Yeah, we were on our own mission. So we were having our own fun. But yeah. Yeah, that was Friday night, and then she left, and we just wandered the hallways. Like, by then, everybody was done orgies and stuff, so they were all like,
"Well,
it's only Friday. It's only Friday."
You're still trying to, save some energy for Saturday.
Or really, we still got Saturday. We got to calm down. We can't be too crazy.
Yeah.
Although Friday, I feel like, is the day we should get more space.
Yeah, because you
can sleep all day Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to get, everyone's so miserable getting up and going and driving 10, 20 hours, like, well, you partied hard. It was Saturday.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
It's that vibe. That's the vibe. I have that effect on you sometimes.
No.
Talk.
No. It's secrets. Sunday. God, my body's sore.
Everything hurts.
Like, so I'm dehydrated. I've been drinking.
You just don't understand until you do it. Like, people that come, we know.
Yeah. Like, I know, I can't look.
I can't.
Like, I see myself in the camera.
Yeah. Everybody's like, you look like I feel. Thanks for that.
Yeah, I'm like, well, apparently I look like shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel that.
Thanks.
But also, fuck you.
Yeah, also.
So fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, then that was Friday. We just did our own thing. Then we wandered and then came back to the room and did our own thing and passed out.
This was this secrets trip was a lot of just like us.
And we knew that was going to be.
And we knew.
We went into
it.
We hadn't spent any time together for the last year.
We did spend a lot of time with friends and we did do all the
things. We saw everybody.
But it was a lot of me and you time.
I mean, yeah. But that's exactly what we wanted it to be.
Yeah,
we said going into it, like,
yeah.
We hang out together a lot, but we don't get to hang out at swinger places anymore or events or with these friends. We went into it. We were like, this is going to be an us like trip. It's going to be a us vacation. Yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
It was good. And then that was Friday.
That was Friday. Hey there, listeners. Are you looking to prioritize your sexual health and wellness? We've got just a thing for you. Shameless Care offers at-home testing kits, telehealth consultations, and even treatment for ED and performance anxiety for when you want to play, but your body says otherwise. It's convenient, discreet, and all about keeping you at your best. And guess what? We've teamed up with them to give you an exclusive discount. Use code HOT, that's code H-O-T, at checkout to get $30 off your first order. Don't walk, run. It's time to take charge of your sexual health today with Shameless Care, because your health is nothing to be ashamed of. And now it's Saturday.
Saturday party day.
Party day. No big plans. We didn't have anything all day until like 6 or 7.
7, yeah.
And
I knew I was good. I didn't have to get ready till like 5, so I knew I had all day And Secrets is all about pool time. Like, that's
what we're here.
It really is. It's just Florida chilling. Beautiful. Oh my gosh, the weather. I know I keep saying that, but we got so lucky.
Yeah. It was perfect pool weather.
Every day this week's hurricane and all this stuff. Like, we got very lucky to get two really gorgeous days when it was supposed to rain here and there pretty much all weekend. Like, it was pretty high jam. So I thought it would be like this all weekend long. So, yeah, it was beautiful. It was so beautiful. The sun was sunning. It was warm. It was so good. So, yeah, we did pool. A lot of pool. They do, like, DJs. Life of Spice was there DJing for a few hours. And they did, like, they do games and shots. And everybody's just hanging out, having a good time.
They do a lot of pool games.
Pool party games. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of fun stuff during the day. Day parties.
They bring the motor rabbit out.
Yeah. Yeah, all the toys come out. And they're doing... They do, like, raffle tickets. And then you have, like, the merch booths, and you walk around and look at all the merch and stuff. People selling all the pineapple things. You can actually find them, and, like,
yeah,
it's good to just mingle and walk around. You can make necklaces, and then there's a bar. People hang out. You can hang out at the bar and get lunch and stuff. It's a good vacation vibe when you come here. So we did that. Pretty much that was our day. Like, that was all day. And then I came back, and then it was food time. We had to find some food. So...
Well, we woke up and ate lunch because we didn't wake up until.
So we wanted something fast. So he was like, I think I'm just going to go to McDonald's just to eat something.
Yeah, before we go. Yeah. I'm like, we didn't eat since, what, 11, 12? Yeah,
since he.
And so I'm like, I'm just going to run to McDonald's real quick, get some chicken nuggies. And
it was good.
Give us something.
It was just
to sit in our stomachs and soak up some of the alcohol we were about to consume.
Yeah, we learned a long time ago as well. The thing is, you have to pace yourself and eat. Like, eating is, like, the number one, I always tell everybody, key. Like, make sure you're regularly eating something. Make sure you bring snacks. Make sure you're ordering food, because food is essential. Food and water. Like, make sure you're feeding yourself. We've learned the hard way quite a few times. We used to, like, never take time to eat, and we'd be running around, and then we'd just be exhausted and starved to death and be eating at like 2 a.m. Just like, oh, don't do that. Don't do that. You feel like crap. It's not worth it. But yeah, we got nuggets. I got a shower, got ready. We both got ready.
Yeah,
it takes like 2 seconds to get ready. It takes me like 2 hours. And he's almost asleep, and I was like, you need to, like, you're like, every time, like,
we have to be there in 20 minutes.
He would, like, all right, jump up, put his clothes on, too. He's like, okay, I'm ready.
He used to
lay here and nap while I have to be in my face.
I jumped in the shower. I cleaned up, got to do my clothes on, did my hair real quick, and I'm like, I'm good to go, baby.
I'm always so jealous of that, because I always, like, go, because I had, like, beads that I wanted to wear.
Yeah, Saturday you had like the jewels.
Yeah, it was swing
all around.
Cello was the theme, and so I had like bought all these different color beads and different sizes, and I wanted to make like all different designs on there. And then I had these eyeliner silver stickers that had hearts, and I wanted to do like festival. So I went and had beads all over my face. I had some beads, but not the way that I was picturing, because that was a pain in the butt. That took an extra like hour doing that. So that was fun, but it was cute. And I was done.
It looks really good.
By 7. Because at 7, we right before the club, we always do like some TikToks, whoever wants to. And we do, you know, some pictures and stuff. So we go to the club a little early. They open
all
for us.
A lot of the social media
people.
Yeah.
Yeah. People on social media. We all gather in the club. And
before it opens, and then do a whole bunch of them.
But normally I would have wore regular clothes and then came back and had to finish getting. But I wore what I was going to wear that night.
Which was actually a smart move, because...
It was. It was fine.
Because like, we were always in a rush to get ready for the party.
It felt so good to finally be ready at 7, and that we got to hang out for, like, once we did that, it was like 30 minutes, or, you know, we didn't spend much time on it. So we were ready to just take, we got to take pictures.
I mean, you guys are professionals. Like,
it went quick. We were good this time.
Yeah, you...
We were on, like, everything we were doing, we were just like, bam, done, bam, done.
Me and the guys, we were just kind of hanging out, talking.
It was just bullshit and talk. I'm like, can you please take us some behind the scenes stuff? Like, any pictures with me and, you know, these people? And it's just like, over in the corner, all the guys are just vibing, chilling, bullshitting. Yeah. And I'm like.
We get deep sometimes while you're
somewhere. I know.
We talk about some deep stuff sometimes.
Like, we're here taking TikTok, doing TikToks. And
like, being some crazy. Of the topics that we touched on politics.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like, we touched on, like...
Oh, no. It's like the number one rule of most swingers.
I know.
Do not talk about
like,
politics.
But it's guy talk.
Yeah.
Like, we've known each other for years.
Yeah. Was, yeah.
You know, it's not like I'm meeting somebody new.
That we've known through this
journey. Yeah. We talked about different scenes, like swinger scenes.
Yeah.
We talked about music.
Yeah.
And different, like, EDM stuff because it was, you know, DJ Life of Spice and Dan, Dan's really into, like...
Yeah, he's getting into digging and stuff. Yeah.
So they were talking a lot about that, and I really didn't have any input on that one. I was just listening.
Just happy to be there.
Yeah, just I was just listening. Here. Just putting my two cents in where I felt like a knee was needed.
That's happy.
But...
Yeah, we did that, and we got done, and then we came back, and
we took pictures, we did 360, we did in front of the sauna, we did all the things last night because we had our phones because we just came from the club making content, so we were all ready to go, and then we came back to drop the phones off and, you know, go to the bathroom and get all of our friends, gather our people to go to the club, but we were so, like, we were ready.
Yeah, we were ready,
by, like,
so we...
Eight.
We're like,
to be in the club, and it wasn't open till 9. Yeah. So we were just like, okay,
we wandered and hung out.
Like, that was so nice to not
we
be
We took
in
some
hurry.
Pictures with Oregon couple.
Yeah, we actually got some pictures. We took pictures of us together. Like,
we came back to our room, did some shots.
Yeah, we did some shots.
Like, gave away some shots. Like, people walking by, like, you want a shot?
We were making friends. I've got the door open. And yeah, it was nice vibe because usually I'm running.
Even at this
and we don't get pictures or do any of that.
For the most part, the room was still decorated from the room crawl.
Yeah, we left. We had like...
We still had cupcakes.
12 cupcakes left. So we have a plate of cupcakes. We have snacks. We had candy out.
Yeah.
And like our card bag, our swag bags.
We still had our hooch. Like,
yeah,
our
hooch was out that we gave away during the room crawl. So people were coming. It was like our own little tiny hangout too.
Yeah.
And then we were just doing that in other people's rooms. Everybody was getting ready. Saturday was... Everybody was here for it. Everybody was ready to go because everybody's like, this is it. You know how fast this is going to be over. And they're ready to go. So we were excited too.
And we were still pretty early into the club.
We were the first ones in the club because we started dancing and then it started a thing and everybody started coming in.
Yeah.
We were there stupid early. There was no one in there. We're like, no one's here. And then we were like, fuck it. And then we were just,
it was just
like the four of us just dancing on our own, vibing. And then people were looking in and they thought we were partying. Like, everybody was in there partying. It's just us. Just us dancing. I'm a dancer. I love dancing. Like, that's like my favorite thing in the whole world. I love music. So that's like where I'm the happiest. So it was fun.
It doesn't take long for the club to get packed.
So packed.
Though.
I know. And then everyone started rushing in and I was like, okay, time for us to go now. Like, let's go outside for a little bit.
It
was still early.
It was
like cold and it was early, you know? So like, we'll just go outside and see if we can, you know, see who. And then everybody was starting to come. Like we saw everybody because we were taking pictures. We were up there taking pictures and hyping everybody up before pictures. It was fun. We had fun. That was fun. And we just like welcomed everybody in. Yes, as they were coming in, we were like, hey, we can actually see all of our friends because.
Yeah.
We had nothing else to do. Usually we're in a hurry. We're trying to get some, you know, stuff done and we're running late and everything. We could actually be there already when everybody arrived. So it was good vibes. It was good vibes. Yeah, we did that. And a million times walked back to our room, back to other people's rooms, came back.
Yeah.
Back to there. Oh, I got to pee. Oh, we got to change. Oh, I need this. Oh, I need that. It's a lot of that. It's a lot of walking around. And then, like, here's that, like, every party's in every single room. So you're stopping every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Takes you an hour to get to your room to go pee.
But. Most important, my highlight of the night. I got to kiss like a girl I've been crushing on for a hot minute.
I know. I have a crush on him too, so
it was
so hot. We made out with her together.
That was definitely a highlight.
That was a highlight
of the night.
We had some good moments where we were like, go best friend. And we did. We had a lot of that this weekend. Like, it was definitely an us exploration weekend. It was a good. It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. Yeah, there's some hot stuff that happened. It was a really good weekend. We got to hang out with some hot people.
Well, eventually,
we didn't have enough time.
We were partied out and the club closed.
Yeah.
And...
Like we do. And everybody just starts going to rooms.
Yeah.
And
so we came back to the room and we had to get like we played, just us.
Yeah. We played a lot this week.
Oh, yeah.
We expected. Yeah, I expected that. That's exactly what this weekend was about. Because we don't get to do.
And then after we got done, we left. So we started wandering around, see who's still out and about. And we found an orgy.
We started watching an orgy through one of the windows. We love watching. Yeah.
And it was a lot of our friends in there.
A lot of them. Yeah, we knew who was in there. We knew. And there was a lot of people
They saw us standing outside the window.
They're like, come on.
Come on. The door opens and...
That's all it takes.
And there we go.
Everybody was... That orgy had already been going for a while.
Yeah, it's been going for a minute.
They were like at the... But we still got to jump in too. And it was established. And it was good. It was fun. And there was... Probably like 12 people or something.
Yeah, I counted earlier. I think it was 6 couples, so 12 people.
That was fun. It was fun. And then everybody
It was a good orgy.
A good group of people. Yeah. And it was hot people. It was a good group.
Yeah.
It was like a group of humans. And then it was in our room that we always say it's our room, but ever since we had it the first time and the second time, we sold it. So it's such a good location, and we always throw a good party in there, and it's our favorite location. So we were excited to be in there.
I kind of like the room right next door now.
Me too. Me too. I think that might be.
We're going to have to try and get that next time we come.
I think so, because, yeah, it wasn't perfect, but the location, it was a good, and it was like memories. It was nice to be in like our old room. They used to call it our room, and yeah, it was good. It was good to be back, but we had a fun time. It was fun, and then we're all naked. At the end, and we all like looked up at the mirror and got a cool ass fucking giant orgy picture from the ceiling.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good.
Still haven't seen the picture.
I saw it first. I couldn't really see it.
I saw it for a second. We were like, oh, that's so good.
I got so many pictures and videos that I don't have from this weekend because it was always like, we'll airdrop you, and we have Androids. And so we're like, we'll get with you later, I guess. So we have to get all that shit and.
It's not my fault.
We're not Apple people.
Steve Jobs and Apple because I have a disdain for
family
them.
And we refuse. So, whatever.
Instead of Apple, everybody gets Samsungs.
Exactly. We're not the Apples. You are. But it's a lot harder when you're like, I'll get it from you. Yeah. And then you have to go a different route. So, I'm excited to see that one because that's a good one.
That's gonna be a
really good one. Just memories. I want to have that for memories.
But that's a memory picture because a lot of people in there aren't public.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I just want to have it for memories.
J Dub couple was in there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was a few, but not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not all of them. So there was quite a few.
There's a lot. Like there's. Actually, now I think about it, I think we're the only public people in that room.
No, we're not the only people. They weren't the only people. No. I think most of them are public. Most of them are not public, but most of them are content creators. I think they were all content creators, though. They all have pages, OFs and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I think maybe a few didn't, but most of them did.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't.
But it was fun to finally get a chance to, we've played with a few of them, but, it was a good group of people, and they were fun, so. We went in there. That took up some time. We were in there quite a while, and then we were all hanging out afterwards, just bullshitting.
Well, then we ended up like, all right, bullshitting. It's time to jump in the pool. It's like, it's hot in here. Let's go cool off.
Next step is always
pick. And then I got in the pool for a minute, and I'm like, it's actually kind of cold.
I was not going to even attempt that. I was like, I'll put the
suit on. So then we went to the hot tub.
I was like, I'll put a suit on. And I put bottoms on. I was like, I'll put that on, but I'm not getting in.
We hung out of the hot tub for...
Till we couldn't breathe.
Yeah. That's the thing about secrets. Their hot tubs are so hot. I don't know why they keep them so damn hot.
To kill off all the... to dunk.
I get in it sometimes. I feel like a lobster.
Yes, it's boiled in water. Yeah, it's good too. But it felt good today. So I appreciated it today.
Yeah, today it felt.
But any other time, it's like summertime, so it's weird and it's hot and suffocating. Yeah. And it's a lot, but we hung out in the hot tub.
Bro,
we just chilled.
Good minute.
Till we couldn't stand it anymore.
And
then we came back to the room and we played again.
Yeah.
And we were exhausted by then.
I was. We did at this point.
We did the Mary fuck that time because it was exhausted.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, we did the dirty spoon.
Yeah,
the dirty spoon.
It was just like,
I'm like, we both wanted a fuck so bad.
No energy.
But also, so like, tired. I am tired. And
like
I am
5, 6 a.m. at that point. And we.
It was 5. Yeah, it was. We came to the room finally at 5.
It was a little after 5. So, yeah. It was
5. And so, we didn't get to bed till like 6. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That was.
Like, get to sleep, I mean.
It's exhausting. I wonder why we're tired. This is the worst.
And then I was up at 9:30 this morning, so I could.
We decided to stay as we do, and he had to go before checkout 11. He had to get up and go.
And they're like
extend it.
The girls up in front are always so sweet. So good.
Yeah, and it's so easy. It's not a big deal, but it's still you have to go do it before checkout.
She was. Oh, the girls up there are so nice, and they're like absolutely. They're like, I just need to make sure no one booked it for tonight.
I'm that's
like,
what we always hold our breath.
I'm like okay. I'm like,
we've
I'm
never
not
had a
worried.
Problem, but we still always like hold our breath.
Yeah.
But yeah, we never have to move or anything, so it works out.
Like, and chances are somebody's not booking your room
for this Monday. Like, yeah, the Monday.
Like, it's possible.
Yeah, it could happen.
But
yeah, there's a lot of rooms here.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people. So, yeah, that was Saturday. It was such a good time. Always good to see our friends. It's such, Sugar Society, like, one thing about them is
they can throw a fucking party.
They know how to throw a party, and they have a hot of people that come to their parties. Yeah. Like, if you want hot and like good age groups, there's like every age, every size, every color.
One of my favorite things I see,
you can find it all.
And I see it a couple different places, but like there's a couple people that are like 70s, 80s. Yeah. I love seeing them just out there, just living their best life.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. And I'm like, that's goals.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Like, I want that to be.
Or like, I mean, I'm married 25 years, 55 years.
Yeah.
75. You hear these crazy love stories and these people that are just like, we're just chilling forever until we die. Like, they're just here for it. Always naked. They're always the ones naked, like smoking a cigarette at the tiki bar, like, watching the game. Like, I'm like, watching the football game.
Watching
I'm
Jeopardy.
Like, Jeopardy. Yeah, Jeopardy was on. And I was like, I always look around and they're just like, getting lunch, like they don't care, and they're living the dream. Like, they're living, that's goals. That's like, that's a goal right there. And they're happy, and like, they're just content.
Yeah.
They're content, and they've been married forever, and it's just who they are, and they live here. It's fun. It's fun. But yeah, that was how Secrets they do. Yeah. Yeah. It's a fun time. It's a good time. It's always a good time. That's why we're still are, you know, booking 3 years later. That's why we're here.
That's why we're here.
We have a lot of souls that we've connected, and a community that we
helped build
for the past 3 years, and have seen from the start, and at what it is now is completely different and changed so much. But it is nice to still come back, especially at Secrets.
Yeah,
it holds a lot of memories. It has, and it's a good. It doesn't matter. Everybody just can just put everything, you know, like put everything away, and lifeless. Has been really crazy.
Yeah, I mean, and with the hurricane,
people are going through all of the things, and so much of me was filled with guilt for being here. I felt very guilty. I mean, we helped like donate, and we helped, you know, load a truck to go out, and you know, we were donating, doing a whole bunch of products on the, you know, projects on the side, and doing stuff, you know, donating money and time and everything.
Yeah.
But it still is like not ever enough. Never enough, and we have friends that have lost it all, and we have friends that are helping people, and it felt very wrong. It felt very wrong to be here. I felt very guilty and stuff, but then also it was like paid for. Life has been lifing for us.
Needed a vacation.
And we needed this, like, we haven't seen each other all year, and we haven't hung out all year, and we were really looking forward to our vacation and just being, and everything, the kids are all gone all week. Like, it was, everything was perfect. And I was like, but also the world,
it's falling apart.
Yeah, the world's falling apart, but it's still, you know, it's still spinning and still going. And so it was a decision where we were like days out before Secrets. Yeah. It was like, do we go or do we not go? And now we're getting a hurricane.
Yeah, now
we're here.
So when this releases, we're supposed to get another hurricane.
Yeah, we have no kids
on release
all
day.
Week. And he doesn't work until Friday. And it's
we could be
only
here
Sunday.
All week if we wanted.
And we could chill. We were planning on taking our time. My sister lives here. I was like, we could stay with her this week. Like, whatever, our daughter's here, like, we could do all sorts of things. We have all week. And now everyone's panicking, and there's a hurricane heading towards us, and it's supposed to be here, like, Wednesday.
We heard that one of our friends that lives in Alabama drove up And this, she said that
hit head on, like they're.
She said that traffic is atrocious because people are evacuating already.
So sad.
Because it's supposed to be a Cat 3 or 4 when it hits.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one.
It's going to be another big one.
And we just took a hit.
We just had a big one.
It just took a huge hit, and we drove through that on the way here, which didn't help any of that guilt. And we got stuck in it on the way here. We got off track, and it took us right through.
Not sure why the GPS did that.
That was horrible. It was horrible. Nothing was open. Everything was closed. People.
Well, these poor people had no power.
They haven't showered. Like, it's everyone's just looking for water. Like,
yeah.
We stopped because we had to pee. Like, we had kids, and they all had to go to the bathroom, and everybody hadn't eaten because we were going to get it on the road, but nothing was open. So we were like, we didn't know it was going through all of that. We thought it was going to be interstate, and that's it. But yeah, we went through all of that, and that didn't help at all. And so
with the guilt.
I dealt with that, like, a lot on Thursday, too. It was like, yeah. But I'm glad we did it, and, you know, we'll get back to doing all the saving the world when we get home.
Yeah.
Like, we just took a few days off from it. It's okay. Right. We'll save the world tomorrow. And it's gonna be all. Mm-hmm. It was a good time. But yeah, that was Secrets. That pretty much about sums it up. We had a good hot time with hot people. We did a lot of bucket list, like a lot of good memory, high five, go best friend moments. And
I
had a lot of girl time and my tongue's sore.
That's weird.
From
so
eating
fine.
Full pops the whole weekend.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's why.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Hey, everyone. If you ever wondered where we get our outfits, accessories, and even some of the cool decor that you see in our content, look no further. We've got it all linked in our Amazon storefront. From stylish fits, fun accessories, to the decor that sets the vibe, we've handpicked our favorites just for you. Head over to our Amazon storefront to check it out, and you might just find something that fits your style. Shopping our picks helps support the show. So thank you for all the love.
That was Secrets. That pretty much sums it up. That was a lot.
That was
a lot for just a few days, but
I'm tired.
I know.
Dehydrated.
So there's no
and my
tired
body
like
hurts.
Secrets tired. There's nothing quite like it. And it's going to take about a week or two to feel like a human. Again, we got to rehydrate and... We did take our vitamins, so we
every
very proud
day.
Of that. Very proud of
good
that.
Job.
We did take our remembered our vitamins every single day, so yay, go us! And now we just recover and head back up north and wait for this hurricane. And I don't know. At this point, it's like we might as well just maybe stay. I don't know. We shall see.
We shall see.
We shall see what happens on next week's episode of Hot Couple Chronicles. Tune in. But yeah, thank you for joining us. We would appreciate if you like and share and a follow and all the things. We always forget to do that, but we have
leave a comment down.
Yes. Do all the
whatever you're listening on.
Do all the things. We're trying to get ourselves out there. We're still a baby newbie podcast. So we appreciate any like and share. You can watch us on the YouTubes, the Spotify, and listen to us literally everywhere and anywhere.
Yeah.
So make sure to give us all the feedback, give us all the love. And if you're interested on being in the podcast, we have an app for that. We have an app for that. We have a calendar and on our link tree. And then you can always just message us. If you ever have an idea or you would like to be on it, we want to talk to real people. Like all the people that
we had
are in the lifestyle. Like,
two separate couples that said
that
they
really want
to
be on it. I know. We want our people to be on it. We want to hear people. Yeah. We want to tell people our story and the people that we've brought into this world and people that have rode this ride with us that no one really got, has spoken to yet. And I want to just sit around with our friends and talk with our friends.
Yeah.
It's always a good time. But yeah, definitely, definitely tune in next week. We're going to have some more fun and we appreciate you guys. We love you guys. And that was Hot Couple Chronicles.
Not that serious.
Don't make it weird. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.